Yo, yo, welcome to the Bush 6 Sports Show. We are the best beaters. Yo, yo, welcome to the...
What are we?
Dancing. Welcome to the Bush League Sports Show. We are the best B-rated sports show live on Facebook and YouTube every Monday night, except for June and July. We're only shooting four shows in those months. All the other months we're on every Monday night at 8:45. I'm here in studio 725 with Dr. Blake Graham himself, the one who heals all of your ailments other than when your phone is still on and it's playing the video back to you while you're recording. Stat guy, did you get a haircut?
Did get a haircut.
You look nice.
Thanks.
And respectable.
Thanks.
Did you share it?
You did. You were not respectable.
I did it before, but now I do.
We did not respect you before, but now we do. You have our utmost respect.
No, he didn't look respectable. I still respected him.
Okay,
he just didn't have that look, which I'm good with because that's how I lived the first 38 years of my life. And I'll tell you this, if your people don't follow you where you go, you're not a leader.
Facts.
Yep.
Thank you.
By default.
Huh? By default.
By default.
Just bring that one back home. I don't know why I ran there. Welcome to the show. We're glad that you're here. Produce is over there producing the show. You have a nice shirt pocket tonight.
I do.
That's a frocket.
You got a frocket on. Is that a new shirt?
No, I've had it. Check. See, look at the pit stains. That's a well-worn
Ooh,
shirt right
that
there.
That is a pit stain. Those are good. Those are
a couple of pit stains. So there you go.
You got some. You got some miles on those pits.
Yeah.
I do indeed.
I was watching Steve Jobs last night. I guess not the newer film, like Jobs.
Not the one with Ashton Kutcher.
No.
The other one.
The other one.
The real one.
I didn't know there were two.
Yeah.
I turned it on and I was like, wait, this isn't what I've seen before. But I watched it anyways. And to start the show, he wanted a shirt with a pocket. And that just made me think of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, the frocket. Mm. Completely worthless material right now. Forgive me.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello. Oh, she's off.
I know. Sorry.
Yep. See you later. See you next week.
Hey, Jeremy might stay.
Jeremy, stay, please, for the love.
Although
just
I don't
stay and watch the show.
I'm curious, if our viewers can watch us or hear us, just drop us a line and let us know because it's freezing on all of our phones.
Oh, that's why you
so
kept looking at me.
Drop us a line, which also means Voice of the Bushy broadcast. In the comment thread.
It says broadcast
Go.
Interrupted on the top of my
broadcast has been interrupted.
Broadcast
Rebecca
interrupted.
Said
Rebecca so
she,
said woo,
she
so
can hear
she's
us.
Obviously being able to hear.
Cool.
The whole point of the show, HOLEPOINTE, not like ESPN's, but our whole point, which was the first whole point, just if you're wondering, is for you to be able to talk about sports with us. And so we are not the experts, but we are the best. We're the experts, and we've given you a voice, the voice of the Bushies, and also requested that you push the bush, which means share the show. Use the emojis if you'd like to. Pancake emojis are the top like amongst the five of us. Special shout out to Pepper. Happy Father's Day. He's absent once again. His chair is over there. But it's got a mic in it, just in his honor. So there's a mic where his butt would go. But comment. Join in the conversation. As we talk about things, it's going to be on the rundown here in a minute. The Produce is going to give you. We want to hear your thoughts. We want you to be a part of and to interact. This is different than any other sports show in the universe. Because number one, we don't know what we're talking about. Which actually is just like First Take. Number two, you get to participate. You don't just have to yell at the screen. You can like yell on your, well, I guess you're not doing this. You're typing like this. So yell with your thumbs,
or
exclamation.
Or on the computer.
Yeah, if you are using the computer, that's great.
Believe it or not, Facebook is on computer too.
It is?
Well, he was today years old.
Who'da thunk it?
Zuckerberg.
That reminds me of a comment that was made this week on the text thread in reference to last week. If you missed that show, go back and watch the first 15 minutes, and you will thank us because you will cry because you're laughing so hard. Do you want to give us the rundown?
Almost.
Okay, we're going to wait it out. I'm going to stall. So how was your week? Nope.
Yeah, I got deer in the headlights right there.
You sure did.
Oh, man. That one scared me.
Blake went,
What week is it?
What's today? Monday.
Today's Monday, so it's only been
one day.
Well, my Denton Diablos are doing fantastic.
All right.
Good job, Denton Diablos.
Denton Diablos.
Big Diablo fan.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a team.
I didn't know who they are either.
Well, I've been seeing his posts.
That's all I know about
them. Thanks for looking at my social media,
I know,
guys.
I know who their doctor is.
I didn't realize they were in Denton.
Yeah, that's why they have the name Denton in their title.
Diablo name.
It's almost like the city that they play in is in their name.
Which
kind of like the Texas Rangers.
Stat guy coming in hot with a great stat. Most teams are named after the city they're in, just like the Texas Rangers or the Arizona
the
Cardinals.
Go Cards.
Shout out to our boy, Kyler Murray, going number one in the draft. He will no longer be wearing blood orange, but I'll be drinking it. He never was.
I'll say when was he wearing orange?
He wasn't. What color was the high school that he went to?
Allen.
It's blue and red.
Blue, white, red, white, and blue.
Dang it. Well, he's never worn orange at all. Are you ready?
Almost. I'm sure my computer is very slow.
Hey, a couple shout-outs we want to do real quick.
Oh.
Starburst has made a new gummy sour. If you haven't had these, Starburst sent us these babies just this last week. And now we have a shout-out to our original sponsor. That's right, our Japanese candy, caramel candy. If you've never ordered this stuff, you can get it if you order a car from Japan. It takes about 3 months to go through the process. Not a big deal. And so just like pick the car that you want, find it. Stat guy can actually help you walk through that process, and you can have your very own lifetime supply of... It's amazing.
It's great.
Do you still have the latest car that you got?
Yeah, I have it. It's on jack stands right now, but I have it.
Wait, okay. Did you ask, does he have the last car he got?
The last car he got from Japan. Because
he didn't clarify that.
He sold...
Two of them.
Two of them so far. So he's had three shipped in. The last one he's not sold yet. I was trying to tee you up to do a promo for a sell, and instead you went with it's on...
Oh, it's on jack stands right now.
Yeah.
But so it'll be fixed like next week. It'll be good. Super easy.
Okay.
Ready for the rundown?
Absolutely.
All right. Actually, we're not ready yet. Can we stall a little bit longer?
Yeah. Give me the camera back.
Nope. So we're talking about Jason Witten. New England is looking for a tight end. Johnny Manziel is not good enough for the XFL.
Just not good enough.
We're also talking about a crazy game in Colorado, College World Series, and we've also got Asad Poodle's update.
Ooh, update.
We're also talking about the NBA Finals because that was a thing that happened featuring Drake. And also Kyrie maybe going to Brooklyn. Durant messed up his Achilles. And apparently Golden State is in distress, according to everybody else. And then...
It was actually a question in the rough draft, but that's fine.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't inflect it with a question.
Yeah, I did. Golden State is in distress.
That was good inflection. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you had it the first
time. Yeah, I did. So why don't y'all just walk on out the door, and I'll do the show from here on out.
Okay.
USA gives Thailand a smack. France and Germany happened. And that's during the Women's World Cup. And then also USA will be playing Chile next, and we'll be talking about that.
No, they already played them.
Boom.
Golly. Rookie.
Okay.
How did that game go? I didn't get to see that one.
Are we starting with that, or do we want to come back to it?
Why don't we start with it?
All right. Well, they won 3-0.
Cool. Okay, so we'll come back to it now. it's up. We are talking this right now. So USA, they shellacked Thailand, also known as Tailand, from two shows ago, because Dr. Graham can't spell. He can fix anything on your body. He can't spell it. Especially the word shoulder.
Yes. Schudler. Every time.
Schudler. So if your Schudler is messed up.
I got you.
Dr. Graham has got you. I can't spell the word were. I always spell where. Every daggum time.
Like W-H-E. Where? Like you wear something? Or like where is it?
Like
were.
Where are the starbursts?
They're right here.
And I always say were.
Right there.
Were all the starbursts? And people are like, were they what? Like, were they good? No. Where are they? I thought it was funny. What are we looking at?
I guess Zuckerberg doesn't really like us that much today because apparently we're not loading up on Facebook. But we are live on YouTube.
Well, do we want to bring that Zuckerberg joke back that we didn't use last week?
Let's just say a banana is involved. All
right? Got it. So, the USA women, they take Thailand and they win 13-0. They score 10 goals in the second half.
Yes.
I want to know how you feel about that and about the flack that's come. There's been two layers of the onion on the flack. The first layer is you shouldn't have scored that many. The argument I've heard from professionals with that is, no, if you lay off, then that's not respectful to your opponent. The second argument I heard was that people have been mad because they were celebrating the goals that they had scored and the excessiveness of that. They felt like that was disrespectful to the players from Thailand. What are your thoughts as a soccer fan?
Run up the score.
So, I'm in favor of what they did. Yeah, first off, yeah, you don't let up. This is the biggest stage in soccer. There's nothing else bigger. For the women, maybe the Olympics.
So you're saying that the World Cup is not fun size or honorable mention?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, you get honorable mention if you make it. Like, that's good. Like, if you qualify for World Cup, awesome. Like, it takes like 2 years to qualify for World Cup.
Okay, so that's honorably so that's
already,
being mentioned.
Yeah, that's already impressive enough to make it to the World Cup stage.
Okay.
But when you get there, like, you show up. And so why I'm in favor of them scoring 13, what you don't have any other time to practice. You put players on the field. You don't want them throttling back when you're on the biggest stage. What does that teach your athletes as a coach when you say, hey, stop scoring? If you get an opportunity, don't score. No, that's not what you want, because you're not going to get those opportunities that often. That's why, like, I mean, that's why soccer scores are so low, because scoring is very difficult. So,
yeah, I thought, again, like, I don't watch a lot of soccer. I'm expanding my horizons and growing in this, which is a good thing. It's the Women's World Cup instead of the men, because I think I have a deeper respect for the women because they don't take as many dives as the men.
No, they do not.
And so, and I'm good with that. So I really enjoyed that game, and part of it is because so much was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, it was 7-0, and I sent in the group text. I was like, why haven't they scored yet? I pushed send, and we knocked one in, and I was like, oh, sorry, never mind. And it was a really fun game, obviously, as an American to watch. Probably not so much for people from Thailand or those who were playing in that game, especially the goalie from Thailand, because, dear goodness,
yeah,
that was nasty.
But even the coach and the players for Thailand all said, thank you for not holding back. Like, they weren't upset about the fact that USA was scoring on them.
Right.
I mean, I think they were upset that they were getting scored on so much in general. Like, that'd be frustrating to be losing that much.
But they weren't mad
at the players.
Yeah.
In regards to the celebration, you're on the biggest stage. Celebrate your goals. Like, that goes towards your personal records. They weren't being disrespectful to the other team. They were celebrating each other. Now, if they were, like, celebrating in Thailand's face, I think that'd be different. But they're trying to celebrate each other and say, hey, awesome job. So I had no problem with them celebrating the goals and being excited every single time, because, first off, they set a record for goals in a World Cup game.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And one of our, I don't remember who it was. What's her name? She scored 5.
Oh, that was Morgan.
Did she tie or did she set a record for individual goals in World Cup?
I think she set a record. She either set it or tied.
Can you stat that?
She's still behind on total World Cup goals.
Right, but just for one game.
Right.
She was on fire.
Yeah.
That was insanely crazy. Shout out to USA Women and Nike. Thanks for sending me the shoe. But also Nike for not only providing them with uniforms this year, but for specifically giving the USA women their own uniform instead of playing off the men's uniform and just giving them the leftovers. Mm-hmm. So thank goodness.
She tied the record.
Tied the record
for most goals scored in a match from 1991. Michelle Akers, who was the U.S.
Michelle
woman,
Akers, yep.
Okay. Versus the Chinese Taipei.
You danced all around that.
You did. I got them all in different orders.
Except for that one.
But yeah, she tied it at 5.
I'm going to put my beer in my shoe so it holds the thing up.
Is my shoe on there?
So look at smell?
Look, I have I have a beer in a Nike. This is my favorite tongue on a Nike shoe ever. Did you see this?
That front and center there.
That's dope. That is totally dope.
It's a good tongue.
I absolutely love that tongue. Like, I bought that shoe. I bought the shoe because I liked it, but that tongue sold me on the shoe. Now, so I got the tongue sitting with this beer from Austin, if you can't see that. So my favorite city in the world, next to my favorite tongue in the world, sitting next to my favorite person in the world, right here.
I had some good beef tongue at Revolver Taco.
Favorite person.
It a what?
I had some good beef tongue at Revolver Taco in Deep Ellum.
Cool.
Shout out
Deep Ellum.
Did you play football with
that? That's the best tongue I ever had. I'll tell you what.
We could go a lot of ways with this right now, and I think maybe we will.
Yikes.
Oh, dear goodness. Okay, so France and Germany. I said this in the text, the question I wanted to present, or maybe I didn't say it. I think I said it the other day. I want to know your thoughts on, as we still look at the top three teams that were contenders to begin with before this thing started, USA, France, and Germany, who looks the strongest to you, and who do you think eventually is going to take the thing?
So I saw a couple of holes in some major teams in the past couple of days. So USA yesterday, I really thought they were going to score more against Chile. I mean, 3-0. They scored in the first half. I thought they would score more. Carly Lloyd missed a penalty kick, which is not good.
Carly Lloyd is who?
She's the captain of the U.S. women, or one of the captains for the U.S. women's
number
team. 10.
Okay.
I believe.
I was going to ask.
Or 11. Oh, I should know this.
Ooh. What's her number?
Who?
Can you pull up the U.S. women's roster? She's either 10 or 11. And if it's neither one of those, then I'm in trouble. Well, she missed a PK yesterday.
Okay.
And our goalie missed what should have been a fairly easy ball. However, the Chile player was offside, so it didn't count. Still think she should have stopped it, and so that was a little concerning.
Who are you looking for?
Carly Lloyd.
Why is it pronounced
number 10.
Say it.
Chile?
Yeah, why is it pronounced Chile instead of Chile?
Because it's Spanish. Because
that's how they pronounce it.
I literally have never heard it said that way, partially because, I mean, we live in Texas, so everybody's like, well, it's Chile.
It's actually not partially. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what's happening. So for all of us from Texas, even though we're highly educated, we're just not that cultured.
Yep.
You know, Texas and I'm okay with that. Yeah, it is the best. So we just assume you're all going to adapt to us. Thank you. And we like chili.
Like the dish? Or the
dish.
Country?
We do.
Chili and cornbread, one of the best dishes there is.
Amen. Amen.
I had a solid chili and cornbread in Denmark, of all places. I went to Tivoli Gardens, which is the theme park that inspired Walt Disney to build Disneyland. Hmm. And I had chili and cornbread there, and it was phenomenal. Chile.
But how are the pancakes?
Pancakes could use some
chili on top.
Massaging.
Massaging?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just rub your fingers into your pancakes?
I'm saying it could be better. Hmm. Pancakes could be better there. Don't go to Denmark for pancakes. Chili? Yeah. Go. Get you some. Gasoline Grill. They've got a burger there. It's a little food truck. It's pretty daggum good. So they have good beer there, too. Hmm. Yeah, quality. Moving on to, you were saying USA, obviously we showed that we had some flaws in this last game against Chile.
Still not concerned. We still haven't started like our best players.
Okay.
So like we haven't had our full starting roster together. Like there are 11 people who should be starting. Part of it, we knew we were going to come out of this group fine. So just try some different combinations.
Is it one team or two teams that comes out of the group?
Almost three. So there's 24.
Like 10 out of the 11 for each third team get to go.
I don't know.
So almost three.
I don't know if that's
not the whole team.
Well, there's six groups.
Okay, six groups of four.
And
so 24 total.
Yeah, 16 advance.
To round two.
Yeah, to the elimination round.
And it's based off of points. So overall points, the top 16 teams with points or?
Yeah. Yes. I believe so. Yeah, I think it's best points. I'm not 100% sure.
Probably at least the first two for each group, regardless of points,
right.
And then points from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And then that will dictate, does one play 16? 2 plus 15.
So it's already matched up like group, like the one from group A plays like the two from group B. And then, yeah, it's really confusing because then there's also like group B, C. So it's like that third plays from either B or C, then plays somebody else. It's very, very complicated. It's very technical. You know, I don't want to bore you guys.
So if you're wondering how it works, it's very technical. And
figure it out.
Sorry. Moving on. So up next, we got some NFL things going on. I got an update as I was leaving the house today to come to the studio that Josh McCown has officially retired.
And he's in our theme song.
He is. So hats off to Josh McCown. Shout out to you. Solid quarterback-ish.
He was a quarterback, yes.
Let me say this. He made money as a quarterback in the NFL. And he's a good-looking dude. He's a sharp guy. Like when I saw him, I was like, man, I like that he plays football because he just looks good in a uniform. He just does. So thank you for that. We appreciate you. Glad. Thanks for being a good-looking dude. It's kind of weird. Anyways, that was an impromptu because it happened right when I was leaving. What else is going on? Johnny Manziel not invited to the XFL tryouts.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Huh. But he did say, he's like, no, but we have tape on him, so it's a maybe. So we're all in suspense right now. Yeah, and we're over it. We may never bring... I'm going to pose this question. Sheesh. Should we never bring up Johnny Manziel's name on the show ever again?
No.
Yes.
Josh McCown made $50 million.
No, as in no, don't bring it up, or no, we shouldn't do that.
We shouldn't do that. We should okay. We should keep bringing him up.
We will continue to bring him up. You have a vote?
Sure, bring him up.
What did you say about McCown?
He made $50 million over his career.
Wow. Hats off to you. Hey, again.
He played for a long time. 2002 to 2018.
That's making good money being okay.
I'd make $50 million to be okay.
One of these days, in the next 5 years, we're going to do a list of the best mediocre quarterbacks in the NFL.
We already know who number one is.
We know who number one is. We just got to wait for the next nine. So he may make that list. We'll see.
Number two, Tim Tebow.
Oh, ouch.
Okay.
That's a...
Just the best baseball player of all time.
That was hurtful. That was hurtful.
That hurt.
What's his average right now? Like 190-ish? Look that up. Stat that thing.
That grape was not very good.
Oh, give me
the grape in there? Mm. I'll send you a grape. Hold on.
That was weird. Don't like that.
It's Irish.
Nope, that's not. Well, it's an Irish grape.
He's at 149 right now.
Oh, Tim Tebow. Wow, you're sucking right now.
Yeah, y'all talked a lot of smack in favor of him.
Dang. Tim, I would like to thank you for two things. One time I sent you a tweet and you didn't respond to it. I almost put this finger down on accident, which would have been perfect. Not only that, but I supported you verbally and adamantly on this show, and you have nothing but let me down. Is that mine?
There was a SportsCenter update that happened right now. What's going on?
Definitely mine.
Let's report it at the same time.
This is our collaboration with SportsCenter.
What is it? What's going on?
Michigan is up. Right now we've got Giants 30-39 at the Dodgers. Oh, that's a game that's just happening tonight.
That's what interrupted us?
Michigan is up 2-0 against Florida State right now in the College World Series.
Michigan looks good. Have you watched any of
them? They beat Tech.
Yeah.
I like their catcher. Caleb pitched today.
Yeah.
Yep.
He pitched. He went 7 innings, had 9 strikeouts, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, walked one guy with an ERA of 3.92. So they won that game 5-4.
Can't complain about that.
Yeah. So, he did his job, went 7
Watch
innings.
Watch me.
And, I bet you could complain about that.
Go.
Why not 3-9-1?
Let's move on. So Jason Witten is looking bald.
Yes.
Dirt than ever. And number, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's interesting because he went from the hair plugs to off. So I don't know if the helmet would affect it or what. Maybe.
Then wouldn't everybody be bald?
No, the hair plugs, if they would pull it out.
Oh, I don't know. I think he just wore a piece.
Mm. Okay, maybe so. Regardless.
What was it about a roommate?
He does. He was like, I want to be treated like a rookie, but I don't want a roommate. And they're like, he looks really good, but he's kind of rusty. So I was like, wait, what? It's like,
treat me just like all the other rookies,
but give me special treatment.
But give me special treatment.
Makes perfect sense.
Also, you're doing a great job, just except when you're doing bad.
I want to be.
That's how people describe me. Rusty.
I want to be treated like a rookie, 17-year vet. Just like, don't give it to me. Just give me the things I asked for, though. All right, that's all I'm asking.
But you see that silver platter over there?
I want that.
Just give me that with what I want on it.
You guys see my name on the door? Like, y'all saw my picture when y'all walked in. We running down the sidelines without my helmet on, right? Y'all saw that? Okay. Don't forget who I am. That's how that feels like it's going.
But I'm just one of the guys.
I'm just a new kid. I'm just learning the system. Why is this guy in my room?
Can we get this guy out of here?
That sounds like Joe Flacco repeating Ben Roethlisberger when they brought in the young guy. And he's like, man, it's not my job to train the rookie. I ain't training no rookie quarterback. And then they're like, oh, man, no, he's really good. He's really helpful. Right.
You okay.
Whatever. That's why everybody hates you. Ben.
Ben. Loth. Liz.
Burger.
Burger.
Nailed it.
Burger. I wish Ben would watch this show. Yeah. Ben is my least favorite football player alive.
Whoa.
Whoa. But we still wish you're here, Ben.
And
he just clicked off.
I hope so. Click off and then back on.
It's a good thing nobody can watch tonight.
No kidding. If you like Big Ben, I don't apologize. I can't stand that guy. So the Patriots cannot find a tight end right now. They've tried to get three. One of them got suspended for PEDs, and then the other one, the trade fell through with the Lions. It's just like Gronk, man. He's irreplaceable.
Well, you know who could replace him?
Gronk.
Gronk. He'll be back before the end of the season.
I bet you're right.
There's no way he's going to enjoy being retired at 30 or 29. I don't know how old he is. He's young.
Lots of parties.
I believe that, but
I wonder if he'll be able to come back. Like, I know he'll be able to come back, but like actually come back.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of shape he's in.
I don't know either.
Probably a lot of beer.
Party shape.
How much he's partying? Because he parties.
Does beer pong keep you in football shape?
No. Oh, I thought you were asking him. Not you.
I mean, he's not here.
Gronk. Hey. Yes or no? Ben, Gronk, don't play like you don't watch the show. Just respond. Get a burner account and respond. However you want to do it, I don't care. Just respond when we talk to you. Anything else NFL going on? Because it's the off season.
I have no idea.
I haven't really seen anything. Everything I pull up is like
Cardinals nothing. Are going all the way this year.
Well, I thought we picked Cleveland.
I got them both going all the way.
Excellent. I like that.
Co-Super Bowl winners.
The Cardinals don't have an O-line still, though, right?
Right. But so they have a quarterback who can run. Apparently, that's all that matters.
Have you seen him play?
Yeah. I went to a college game a couple of NFL? Last season.
No. He hasn't played yet.
Mm, yeah. Weird.
Nobody's seen that.
He's been practicing really well, though.
He's beefed up.
He's a little rusty, but he's great.
Dude, Fitzgerald was like, the dude knows the playbook better than we do.
Yeah, he's smart.
Now, granted, it's a new playbook brought in by...
the new guy.
The new kid.
Pretty much like a system he already ran in college.
Yes.
Very similar. You're eerily similar.
Huh.
Do you
imagine
think
that.
Is the college game going to overtake the pro game?
No.
Maybe.
People are too fast and too smart in the NFL.
What you think?
What?
That's what I'm talking about right there. There's your official answer. What?
I was zoned way out staring into the computer screen, just switching the cameras. Care?
Do you think I care right now? No, I don't.
I'm switching cameras, dog.
I love it. Can we go to the MLB? MLB.
You sure can.
That's where the real news is.
Let's talk some baseball because it's like...
Baseball?
We're only 2 months and almost 2 weeks. Into the season?
Yeah, something like that.
Ish. Mike Trout is leading the All-Star votes.
Of course.
Big surprise.
big surprise there. Just whew, going. His numbers do this. Whew, and when he hits the ball, it goes. Whew. No.
That was good. No, I appreciate that.
I liked it.
Wasn't your best, but.
Wasn't my best work, but Kevin Lasberg's watching. What's up, Kevin?
Well, whatever you can watch.
Okay, so the Padres were down in Colorado the other night.
Nothing.
Like 9-1 or worse. Came back and won.
Who?
Like the the Padres. The Sod Poodles, the Sod big Poodles. Brother. Came back in Colorado and thumped the Rockies. I mean, it was like nasty comeback. You don't care. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I saw a couple highlights because I do follow the Padres on Instagram.
Okay.
So I saw some of the hits, but.
Well, I saw the highlights sitting at brunch on Saturday.
Pancakes?
I had waffles that day because they didn't have pancakes where I was at.
Hang on. Hang on. How do they have waffles but not pancakes? Correct me if I'm wrong, but.
They're way different.
Isn't the batter
No,
you're wrong.
It's the exact different thing.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Well, we've now learned the difference between waffles and pancakes.
When you buy the box of pancake batter, they have the one that says pancakes makes pancakes, the one that says waffles
makes waffles.
And then they also have the waffle pancake mix.
You can make a waffle out of a pancake, but it's like a waffle-shaped pancake.
But can you make a pancake
it's kind
out
of like
a
waffle cake?
No. Probably not.
A panoffle?
It's a thrilling conversation for kids. he's just wondering where the pancakes are.
He wanted to know where the crap the pancakes are.
He's like, I don't care what shape they're in.
Yeah, just bring the pancake. If it looks like a waffle, that's great. Bring me the pancake. No, they didn't have them. I sat down and I looked at brunch. I was like, what? Ain't no pancakes? There's no pancakes, no French toast. So I was like,
wait, do you have flour? Do you have eggs?
You guys got some water.
Well, y'all said pretty sure you got pancakes.
But y'all said you had brunch. And this isn't what this says right here. This, whatever. Anyways, we went bowling and had brunch at Pin Stripes in Fort Worth.
Did you win?
I did.
Okay.
Me and Dax competed.
Dax.
Against or with?
Against each other.
Of course.
I won. But he beat me in Madden 19 today.
That's probably okay.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
That's okay.
He plays it and I don't.
Exactly.
And he's good and I'm not.
Tell him to take it to the turf.
Yeah.
So we'll see who wins there. Turkey Bowl.
Yeah. Challenge him to a 100-yard dash and see who wins it.
Yeah. What's up now?
Hey, you got to school him. You got to let him know who's boss.
You got to learn it. Here, if when I raise Dax, if I don't smoke him, that's not respecting him as my opponent.
Exactly.
It's not right. And so you got to make him earn it. That's what I always say. You got to make them earn it.
If I ever have kids, they're going to hate me because I'm never going to let them win anything. I'm too competitive.
I never
for
let
that.
My nieces win anything.
No.
Ever.
You got to teach them, man.
How are they going to learn?
Yeah.
They're not.
Listen, all you parents giving up Candyland. Right.
Nope.
I don't even know how you blow Candyland. You just grab the card and move the thing.
It's what's wrong with the world today. All you parents giving up Candyland. Quit. Quit it. Quit it right now.
If you're going to win.
And win big.
So College World Series update.
Michigan's up 2-0 on Florida State.
Still?
Yep.
Okay.
Bottom of 6.
Michigan looks great. I like their catcher because he looks so dadgum cool. He was walking in warm-ups, had a big old popcorn fro going on, headband. Dude like a stud.
And Tech beat Arkansas today.
That's right.
5-4?
5-4. Caleb Killian. Did we already do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Say it again.
7 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, struck out 9, walked 1, with an ERA of 3.92. Congratulations, Caleb, who was drafted in the 8th round by the San Francisco Giants. We look forward to watching you play in the white, orange, and brown.
In black.
They don't wear brown, my bad.
That's the Browns
and the Padres.
Oops. Sorry.
Moving on.
Who else is still in the World Series?
Michigan's in. Florida State's in. Tech is in. Mississippi State. Vanderbilt. I already said Mississippi State. Vanderbilt.
Louisville and Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn got beat last night by Mississippi State. They were up 4-1, and Mississippi State came back in the bottom of the 9th, 5-4.
Yep.
That's called two outs. It was 3-4 with two outs and got still one.
Well,
it's called losing momentum right there.
That's the way baseball go.
Dude, third baseman for Auburn blew it. He fielded a ground ball, guy coming from second, two outs. He could have just tagged. The guy didn't even quit running. He ran right by him.
Oh.
He took four different shuffle steps towards first and then let it go, and it went over first base, scored the tying run. Winning run goes to second. It was nasty.
That sucks.
They then walked a guy to first, so they had first and second, and then they got another hit. Bases were loaded. And then guy shot one right back at the pitcher, tipped off his glove, scored a run, and just the celebration began. Hmm. So nobody got mad about that celebration for whatever reason. Whatever.
Well, you know why?
No, I don't.
Because they're men.
Because they're men. They're men.
I'm a man.
Sorry. Going back to World Cup, that's the fundamental reason people are complaining about it.
Dude,
it's because they're women. Nobody would be mad if the U.S. men did that.
It's because the U.S. men could not.
Number one, that's also no true. One would expect them to do that.
Like, this is a once in a lifetime chance for the Americans.
When I say expect them, I mean win. And then, yeah, so they're too busy taking dives.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yep. Oh, okay. Talking about wins in baseball. Did you see the Rangers lose? On a walk-off walk. Bases were loaded, and our pitcher walked somebody and lost the game.
That's not how you want to lose the game.
That is, if I'm going to give an assessment of the Texas Rangers, I'm just going to shift gears and start talking about the side.
Are we going to get sod poodles here?
Yeah. We have to before we go. Come to our rough and rugged town. You might laugh and point and say, oh lordy, man, their name's insane. But you won't be laughing when you get beat down.
Beat down. Mm-hmm. By the sod poodles, poodles, the sod poodles, that's right there, call the sod poodles. You won't be laughing when you get beat down. All right, so.
Hold on, real fast. If FDR Wheelchair ever kickstarts back up, we're for sure covering that song.
Absolutely, yeah. We are going to do that song. I think we should do that song. We should go ahead and record that ourselves and then use that instead of...
Deal.
I don't even know his name.
Guys, the sod poodles.
I'll dust off the mandolin.
Let's get it done. I'll get the riff down and we'll get going. It's going to be amazing. If you've not heard FDR's Wheelchair before, you are in for a treat, my friends. And when I say treat, I mean there are pancakes and then there's FDR's Wheelchair.
Has anybody outside of FDR's Wheelchair actually heard FDR's Wheelchair?
No. That's kind of like affirmative. No.
Fight Club vibe.
Yeah, without the fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the singing.
Yeah, it's like the singing and the playing. It's a lot of fun, though. We have a really good time when we get together. Regardless, so we are the official unofficial podcast of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the AA team for the San Diego Padres based in California. But their AA team is based in Amarillo, Texas. Why? Because, I don't know, that's just what they did. And so we are huge fans. We're going to get us some gear in the next couple weeks. We're pretty pumped about that. What I want to know is, do you want a blue hat or a red hat?
I'd probably go with blue.
Okay. Stats.
According to their website, they don't have very many red hats available.
Are you on their website?
Yep.
Yeah, sure enough. Sure enough.
But
you
their
are.
Inventory keeps changing daily due to the high demand of sod poodle gear.
Dude, sod poodle gear is like running out the door.
Kind of like pancakes.
Yeah. So again, Amarillo has.
Nope, there's a red hat.
Yeah, those don't. Great though. Mm-hmm. They have the new era 47s hats.
Interesting.
But they don't have the
I like the one with the big A on it.
Oh, I like the one with the sod poodle on it.
Just the face?
Yeah.
What about the one? Is that a Texas behind that one on the top right?
Yeah.
Dude, that top left is a trucker. Uncle Charlie hat.
Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie is now wearing a sod poodle hat while he drives a truck across America.
Amen.
Doot, 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 doot. What's the record right now? Can you stat that for me? The Sod Poodles, we've got our boy Hudson Potts playing third base. We've got Buddy Gates, Love Smith, who plays center field number one in our hearts and number one in your programs, and there are times when we don't know if he exists or not.
33-34
So we're losing right now.
They're actually in second in the Texas League South because the guy, the Oakland team in Midland, the Rockhounds.
No, what?
The Rockhounds are 34-34
Okay.
Hey, so they're only
we're only one game back or half.
That's the way baseball go.
All right, so we're almost a 500 team. Yeah, it's early in the season.
We're on a 2-game winning streak. Listen, they're on a 1-game losing streak.
Yeah,
this is the great thing about baseball. You can be mediocre and be good. That's why I like baseball.
Yeah. So if you want to be mediocre, here are your keys: play baseball and go all the way down, except just halfway on your squats, because that didn't come out right. My bad. Sorry about that. Regardless, so the Sod Poodles are doing okay this season. They are selling out tickets, though. Like, the stadium is packed on a regular basis. If you were to try to go get tickets for this week's, like, the next week's games, you would be out of luck, unless you wanted to go by yourself. Like, they have individual places, or if you want to go sit on the lawn. So, regardless, we will be at the game on July 11th in Frisco. They are going to be here for a series with the Rough Riders. Once again, we will be there. Our tickets have been... Wait, they haven't been purchased. They're going to be purchased in the next 24 hours. I thought we bought them already because I went on and pulled them all up, and I was like, wait. And anyways, we were...
Hey, we can still get front row tickets. I think we should.
Yeah, if we can get them, we're going to get them.
I think we should do that. We should... Be on minor league or MILBTV.com.
MILB.
Yeah, let's see what you got, Blake. to get that B up.
I saw MIB4 yesterday.
That looks pretty bad.
It was not great. It was kind of a snooze fest. At one point, I was like, are you asleep? And I was like, oh, I'm totally awake for this movie. So,
To be fair, they beat down that.
Dude, A Men in Black without Will Smith is...
That's what I was thinking.
But it has Chris Hemsworth.
Who's awesome, but he's not Will... Like,
speaking of good-looking dudes.
Dude, that dude is attractive. But it ain't Will Smith. Ain't nobody Will Smith except for Will Smith.
And he's in Aladdin.
Yikes.
How do you feel about that, MIB? He said yes to Aladdin and no to you. Ouch.
Ouch.
Hey, you know that long relationship we've had together? You've done 3 movies with us? Sorry, guys, I'm booked. With what? Playing the genie.
Aladdin remake.
I come out of a lamp.
Live action.
So you're not going to have legs? Aladdin. No. We'll let you have legs in this. I'm good.
No legs for me.
Don't need them.
You don't even have to sing. Sorry.
I'll be floating.
Sorry, guys, I'm booked. Whatever.
Also, I'll be blue.
Yeah, you're going to be blue. And he's like, I'll take it. I'm good with that. So what were we talking about?
Baseball.
We're going to be there July 11th. We are not going to be in the float pool. We will be front row if we can get them to cheer on the Sod Poodles. We will be the guys painted blue. I will be the guy painted blue.
Okay.
They have powder blue jerseys for sale.
They do, but they're expensive.
$120.
I almost spit my beer out.
It's not a beer.
My cider.
There we go.
Excuse me. My blonde cider. These are good, though. They're tasty.
I like e-ciders.
Yeah.
I'm not a big cider fan, but the ciders they make are fantastic.
Yeah. I like...
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. I like some. The ones that are way sweet, I'm like, uh-uh.
No.
Get it out.
There's a place here in Dallas, Bishop Cider Company. Yes. Theirs are very, very sweet.
Okay.
But I went to their place. So they're brewery is also called the Cidercade. So for $5, you can get in and play all the arcade games you want.
They got an arcade?
It's a huge arcade.
That's cool.
Like they have one wall just of pinball machines. They've got like the old NBA Jam
game.
Nice.
They've also got
on the NES.
Yeah.
When the fire on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
She's on fire.
Yeah, they've got all
From
sorts
downtown.
Of They got all From sorts downtown. Of games.
Just be straight jumping the whole time, jumping like 12 feet in the air. The only way to play defense.
Hey. That's where
Is there actually defense in that game?
No. There's just the guy with the ball doing this.
Well, the smudge.
And then the smudge,
it appears to be doing this.
The blocks.
Yeah.
The blocks that
and the guy loosely away. Resemble.
The square ball that we used to be like, dude, that looks like a real ball. That's legit.
And then if you played...
My kid's like, what is that? It's basketball. No, it's not. They're not even on a court.
Is this Minecraft?
What? Yeah.
There's only two players.
That looks like an old, smudgy Minecraft, Dad. It's not.
And you were a cheater if you played with the Bulls.
You can't play with the Bulls.
Can't do
it. Scottie Pippen's too good.
Can't do it.
He drained every three.
From downtown.
He's on fire.
Guys, fun fact. We get a 2019 team card set for the Sod Poodles. $10.
That's it?
That's it.
Sweetness.
Oh.
We can go get them signed.
Yes.
That's cool. Let's do it. Let's be the only Sod Poodle fans at the game in Frisco.
We can also request a press pass.
Which we should.
Why wouldn't we? We're a podcast.
We should. That way we can actually bring like a microphone and record stuff.
Let's do it.
So we just have to submit the request.
Where do we submit that at?
On their website.
Huh.
There's a place.
Guess what I'm on right now.
Did you know a Frisco Rough Rider game is $21? An Amarillo Sod Poodle game is $10?
No wonder they're sold out.
Yeah. So it's twice. It's a little over twice as much.
Although, like I said, we went to the Rough Riders game Thursday night. And it was pretty busy, but man, they got where we were was pretty busy. The actual seats were not very busy, but the outfield and where Deep Elm. So Deep Elm is sponsoring Thursday nights for the beer night.
Okay,
man. So Deep Elm has some of their beers for $1 and all the other beers for $2.
That's not bad.
No,
that's good.
That's really good.
That's awesome. It's dollar beer night when we're there. Plus they have food trucks.
Correct.
And tailgating. So
it's going
to
be good.
July 11th, if you'd like to join us, you are welcome to give us a shout, DM us, and see if you can get tickets close to us, and we can all hang out and be Sod Poodle fans together.
Yep.
Forever. Okay, moving on. What else we got? NBA, the Warriors lost to the Raptors, which is interesting. Why wouldn't we say the Raptors?
I'm about to say, why don't we just say the Raptors beat?
Raptors won. Interesting. So Raptors win, which begged the question, I think, immediately, is the dynasty done? Well, I mean, they were back at the finals.
For the fifth time.
In a row.
Yeah. I don't think they should be worried. I think with Klay Thompson tearing his ACL, there's a good chance he's going to stay in Golden State.
Right.
I think if he was healthy coming out, there might have been a shot he may have tested free agency, but... Now with other teams seeing that he's not going to play for 8 months,
yeah,
there's a good chance he's going to resign. And I think the same for Kevin Katie? Durant. I think might as well. I mean, offer them both some money because I think free agency is going to be tough for both of them.
I think it's going to be tough. It won't be as tough for KD, but at the same time, that's a big injury.
He's out for a while.
It's a 9-month minimum.
Yeah, I don't know. Achilles. Yeah, I don't know what his exact surgery was because it was his entire Achilles.
Okay. Still,
it's still tough.
It's bad.
No, there was something tore. Did you see the video?
No.
Have you ever seen a guitar string break on a guitar?
Nope.
No, because that's what it looked like.
Did y'all see Drake talking smack to Steph Curry just wearing preparing. His dad's jersey?
Do what?
Did y'all see Drake talking smack to Steph Curry wearing his dad's jersey?
No.
Oh, yeah. Because Steph Curry's dad played for Toronto.
Yeah.
Hey, you're like, okay, let's get on this Drake deal. I'm a little heated about this.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's do it.
Drake has Steph Curry and I think Klay Thompson's numbers tattooed on his arm.
Are they their numbers?
Yeah, no, like for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on his bicep that he now has covered up with like a sweatband for more power. But he covered it up when he was going to games. He is a bandwagon fan.
Well, yeah. That's funny.
Whatever. Also, his interview after they won. What is short for championship?
Champs.
Champs.
But like, we won the championship.
The ship.
The ship? Mm-hmm. That's what I would go with. People are saying the chip.
I almost spit my cider out again.
Who's Drake saying that? Who are people?
He's Canadian.
Drake was saying that, and then he's like, "I like my chips with the dip."
What a moron!
Pull up the audio. So
I like my chips with the dip.
Yeah, Oh, it's bad. It's well, so bad. It is. It made
jump
me
in
cringe.
The canoe and you can dip them right out of there. Jeez, man.
Canoe. Yeah, he says he likes his chip with the dip. I don't.
I like my chips with dip too.
Here we go.
He's looking up at the sky right now.
Bringing the chips to the city. I want my chips with a dip. That's all I know. I don't want my chips plain. I want my chips with a dip. So bring them dips. That dynasty's over. We did what we had to do. Praying for Haiti. Praying for Big Poppy. But tonight belongs to Toronto.
But that's, yeah.
I mean, it's not, it doesn't mean, it's not about what it
bring
means.
The dip.
I think he's actually praying for them. God's plan.
That's it.
He went from the chip to the chips with a dip. I don't want no plain chips. We did what we had to do, but we praying for Katie and Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Poppy.
Shout out, Big Poppy.
They brought the chip to the six.
Poppy ain't involved with the chip. He's not involved with either one of the cities. Not. Why did Poppy come in on the conversation?
Well, we should pray for Big Poppy.
No, I agree, but I'm wondering why on that rant he said Poppy.
I think he lost his train of thought.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I mean, he got on chips and dip.
He was the wheels were off. Just
what is this, a Chili's?
Whatever. So
a Chili's?
Golden State probably just fine. Kyrie, I'm saying maybe going to Brooklyn because Jay-Z, his connection there.
But there's also now rumors he might be going to L.A.
Well, the pancake, Brooklyn's pancakes, best. L.A.'s just under there. Which would be a stack. So.
Shorter or
regular. It's a short stack. It's a short. So a short stack is three, if you're wondering.
What's two?
It's not a stack. It's two pancakes.
What happens when you go to a pile of pancakes?
It's a lot.
That's called free pancake day at IHOP.
Dude, free pancake day is not really free pancake day. They bring you one.
I thought they got two.
They bring you a short stack.
They bring you, double short. Maybe it is a short stack. But then they only, like it takes forever to get any more because it's packed. So it's like they bring this. You can't order like I want 25 pancakes. They're like, we'll bring you one stack and you can order another one, but it's gonna take an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And by then you're like, whatever.
That's how they get you.
They're not even good there.
It's because they're too worried about the burgers
and they're not good.
I hop
right out of there to go somewhere else for pancakes. So, moving on. Anything else for the NBA? Do you think Kyrie's gonna go to Brooklyn or LA?
I don't know.
Is like on the heels right now of the Davis thing.
Oh yeah, we should bring that up.
So Anthony Davis.
How did that not make the list?
I that's my fault. I just was running a list while I was sitting there and I didn't think of it. I was thinking about pancakes and then Brooklyn and Kyrie. That's how.
So LA traded three players and three first round picks for Anthony Davis. And one of them was Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball.
And did you see what LeVar Ball said?
No, what'd he say?
LeVar Ball said trading Lonzo was the worst thing they will ever do, and they will never win another championship.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
No more chips for L.A.
What about dips?
More of my chips with my dip. Drake, this is what I see when I hear that audio. Oh, my chips with my dip. You feel me?
Go ahead and comment if you are watching this, Drake.
Oh, sheesh. I'm sorry. My bad, Drake. I apologize for that one.
Yeah, watch out. He's tough.
Is he?
don't have beef with Drake.
Isn't he the
crying
one?
Crying in my shower.
Isn't he the one that interrupted that music award thing?
Oh, no. That was Kanye.
That was Kanye. My bad.
Hey, Kanye and Drake are two different people.
My bad.
That's why they have different names.
Sorry, boys. I didn't know which one it was.
Drake doesn't have shoes. Kanye does.
Got it. That clears it all up. Anything else for the NBA? Nope. Okay, moving on. What else do we have?
That's it.
Oh. Wow. Okay, favorite kind of chip and dip?
Ooh, guac.
Just tortilla chips?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
Do you like your chips with the dip?
I like my chips with the dip. I don't know where.
Would you rather have dip or just chips?
I like them both. Either way.
Okay.
If I'm eating tortilla chips, there's got to be some kind of dip.
That's fair.
Okay. Hey.
I prefer chips with hot sauce over chips with salsa.
That's a dip.
All day.
That's still a dip,
I
right?
Feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
if you dip it, it's a dip.
Is a salsa a dip?
But I said hot sauce over salsa.
He likes hot sauce better.
Oh, hot sauce. Whoa.
I like the Chili's hot sauce.
Like Cholula?
Chili's hot sauce.
Even though there are people that will claim, allegedly, that's salsa, not hot sauce.
That is really good, though.
And I don't care what they say. I call it hot sauce. Give me the chips and hot sauce. That's what I'm... The chips and hot sauce.
It's sauce, and it's hot. Hot.
I don't support much of what Chili's does.
Fair.
But they're
fair.
But they're chips and hot sauce. Yeah.
You know what? Dope.
All right. This is going on the edge here.
All right, let's do
it. Have you ever mixed their hot sauce with a little bit of their ranch?
No.
And that's all the time we have.
Their queso's not bad either because it comes in that cool
I'm
little,
just saying,
they gotta get
cool
queso.
Little pan.
Try it. A ratio of 2-1. 2 hot sauce, 1 ranch.
I've had
okay.
It's like salsa before. It's
like
good.
Creamy salsa.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We can test it. We can go
dip a quesadilla
to Chili's
and
try it. Mm. I think there's better places for chips and hot sauce, though.
Yeah, but there's just something
El
about
Phoenix
that,
has
though.
Really good chips and salsa.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's probably all the sugar in their hot sauce that makes it really good.
Yeah, I agree. Their chips are not... I like chips at other places better than theirs.
Yeah.
So,
but they got those thin tortilla chips. I don't know how they get so thin.
I don't know. I like Joe T. Garcia's chips and hot sauce. Salsa, queso, guacamole. Madea makes a pretty good guacamole. They mix bacon in it. It's pretty gnarly. So
bacon usually makes things better.
Bacon will make anything gnarly. What's up, Nick? Nick Albright, shout out to him. I went to high school with him. So we used to race our trucks down Bell Street, headed towards the Sod Poodles, even though they didn't exist back then. They were the Amarilla Dillas.
Amarilla Dillas.
Shout out, Planet Panhandle Stadium back in the day. Was it Panhandle Stadium? Maybe it's Potter County. Potter PHS. County. I don't remember. Whatever. Don't matter. Is there anything else you want to add tonight?
No.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Bush League Sports Show. Sheesh, the best B-rated sports show live on Facebook every Monday night and on YouTube as well at 8:45. You can catch us next week. Next week, you can follow us at BL Sports Show on Instagram for all your sports memes and debates. You can join in, throw in the voice of the Bushies there. Like the show, share the show, comment, pancake it, emojis, thumbs up, fire, things, all that kind of great stuff. We will see you not next week. We are not on the air, but we are on are not on the air July 1st. Yes, we are. We are on July 1st. We're off next week. So have a good week. We'll see you in 14 days.